Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Nerd Talk Now. Another day. Oh, boy. Today's show might be short. I don't know. I'm not feeling it, man. I don't know what's going on. I got weird cobwebs in the old brain socket here, but we're going to do what we can. I got a couple of things, and I think we're going to end the show on a very funny note. So even though it may not be a long show, I think we're going to have a funny show. And some information, of course, but maybe more funny. I don't know. We'll see how things work. We'll see how they go. I don't know. So, again, I want to thank Justin Mullis for coming on the show yesterday. Very fun time there. Hope you guys enjoyed that. An extra long episode there. Nice, big, and I was about to say thick and chunky. And that, then all of a sudden I was like, that's starting to sound creepy. Let's not go down the thick and chunky the thick and chunky bandwagon, if you will. I'm in a hell of a state today. I don't know what's going on. Brain chemicals are all kind of wacky and funny. I don't know. Anyway, we'll talk about a couple of things. But thanks for coming in. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for downloading and all that kind of good stuff. And if you're not catching us live, man, you're doing a slight disservice to yourself. It's always going to be available there on iTunes and Stitcher. And if you have the iTunes, go out and drop a 5-star review, man. Really appreciate that. But if you, so you can catch it later there if you need to, or on, iTunes, Stitcher, or if you'd like to watch the video, it's also available on YouTube. So check us out there on YouTube as well. And of course, it'll always be streaming and available after the fact at facebook.com/nerdtalknow. And, tell your friends, maybe not about this episode, but about an episode that you think's good. All right. So what to talk about today? Well, there was big news out, everybody. Big, big news. I'm sure that you've heard it. I'm sure that some of you may have seen said news. We're going to talk about it here for half a second. That's right. There was a Spider-Man Homecoming trailer. The first big, big one. We had kind of a teaser and stuff before, but we got a full trailer this time. And now my kind of go-to recently with a lot of movies is ignore the trailer. Don't watch the trailer, and by and large, that served me quite well. I've gotten a lot of good experience out of that. The first one that I ever really did it for that, like, I purposely stayed away from everything was the last Planet of the Apes movies. The last Planet of the Apes movie, not the one that's just about to come out, but the one previous. I'd seen like maybe 4 to 5 photographs, and I saw maybe 10 seconds worth of video. That's it. And man, I enjoyed the movie, and I think I enjoyed it even more because I had not sat and actually watched the trailers. And a lot of times when we do stuff on the Film Find and things like that, I just ignore it. I don't watch the trailers or anything. And then the first time I'll actually really see the trailer is when we play back the audio and stuff. I'll play back the trailer and I'm watching. I'm like, oh, wow. Wow, that trailer gave a lot away. So, especially if it's a movie that I feel like could be spoiled, stuff with mysteries and things of that nature, I tend not to watch because I'm like, nope, I don't want to know. Now, I'll say this. Recently, Marvel's actually been doing quite good with trailers. For example, the Guardians of the Galaxy trailers that have been out so far. I'm done at this point with the Guardians trailers. I don't want to do any more because I think one more into it and we're going to have a problem, right? But for the first 3 trailers that Marvel put out for the next Guardians of the Galaxy, were all very, very light. Now, they gave a lot of tone, they gave a lot, and at first I started not watching them. I was just like, nope, I'm not going to watch this, no thank you, forget about it. And I just, yes, Joe, you should skip it. Do not watch the trailer. I'm going to talk about that in a second. But I didn't watch any of the Guardians trailers, and then I started to, I watched them. I was at a theater, and it was just like I didn't have headphones that I could just jam in my ears and stuff, which is what I usually do if I'm at the theater. I'll have, my phone, jam some earphones in there and just kind of turn up a podcast or something to where other people can't hear it, right? But I didn't. I didn't for those. For those. And I was just like, I kind of, like the last time I was going, fingers in the ears and stuff, just trying to ignore as best I possibly can. And I just couldn't. So I was like, screw it, I'll watch it. Hey, look, the third trailer. Second, third trailer for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. No real super spoilery stuff. Kind of astounding. And I was like, you know, I'm not gonna worry about it. I think that's gonna be good. I think that's what we'll continue to do. And that's what I did. And it worked. It worked out fairly well. I was shocked. But I don't think that's gonna be the case after that. I think there's gonna just be more and more of these trailers that are full of stuff. But Marvel's been doing really good. So I threw caution to the wind and I watched the new Spider-Man Homecoming trailer. And I will say this to you, fellow nerds, stay away. Don't watch it. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that there's so much in it that spoils. I mean, there are some spoilers. Do not get me wrong. There are spoilers abound in this bad boy. But, and I'm not going to really give any of them away, so no worries. Don't have to, you know, pause your phone right now. Just go, I don't want to hear him talk about it. He's going to talk about it. No, I'm not going to do that. I wouldn't do that to you. But there are some spoilery stuff in it. Nothing big, I don't think. I think a lot of these sort of basic beats that one might imagine would be in there are in there, right? There's one kind of element, and again, I'm going to be as vague as I possibly can. There's one kind of element that I wish I wouldn't have known about because I'm going to see it kind of coming down the line. And when you see that, and so I kind of know what the arc is going to be. It's going to be like, oh, we're here, now we're here, now we're here, and then we end at what we'll assume is a particular place after particular events. So you get very broad strokes of it, but if this is what they're showing us now with this, and I understand why they have to, especially with Spider-Man, I understand why they're showing us this, but don't watch it. It's not gonna do you much of any good. You'll regret it mostly. Edward in chat, does the trailer spoil who the Vulture really is in the movie? Edward, I don't mean to say anything weird. Do you not know who that is already? I mean, because I think it's pretty obvious. I think that's the one thing everyone already kind of knows. If you don't know it, by God, just stay away from the internet. But yeah, I think we're pretty aware of who that is. So, but you know, here's the thing, I don't suggest people watch it. If you haven't watched it to this point, if you got through today and the internet did not show you. The internet did not gift it upon your face. And I knew I shouldn't have did it when I did it, but I did it. So what are you going to do, right? I don't remember if this was in the trailer or not. I feel like I remember seeing this. I do want to share this because there's a... Well, if you're spoiler free, do you even know casting Edward? I think that's my biggest question. Do you know who's cast in the movie? Because if you do, I think you already know the answer. But this is a picture, and this is, I don't think this is a spoiler unless, you know, a vague, it's not super, super, super detailed in my opinion. But if Edward, if you want to stay 100,000% unspoiled, you might want to turn away for the next 15 seconds. But this is, I don't think this is any kind of spoiler. This shot's been out for a while. But this is a shot of Vulture, who is the main villain in this. And this is a shot that I kind of want to show here just to give you guys a little bit of a heads up. Okay. This is just a single shot. All it is, Vulture coming down and in the background there. The fun part is, so I don't want to talk about the Vulture that much. That's fine. Whatever. It is what it is. But that's not what caught my attention. The foreground and the character is not what I called to my attention. The background is the attention. That is not New York City, my friends. That is Atlanta. That is the Marriott Marquis in Atlanta. Edward, you can look back now. This is actually the shot from the other direction, from where he would be looking downwards. So this is the top floor of the Marriott Marquis. I took that a couple years ago when we were staying at that hotel, and we got at the very, very top of the building and everything. So it was fun. Anyways, so that's just, you know, I just thought that's funny. I'm finding, you know, more and more things, of course, nowadays are being shot in Atlanta. and most of Marvel's stuff is in Atlanta. I know that's where they shot all of Guardians 2. I know that's where they're shooting the new Avengers movie right now. So it's happening. That's where most of the stuff is. So you see stuff in there. I think of the Nice Guys. You see the Hilton Hotel. They use a decent bit of the Hilton Hotel in Nice Guys. So, you know, L.A., but we're going to show you a hotel in Georgia. So it's one of those things where I can see those because I'm there for Dragon Con. And I just, oh, I know that. So a little bit of fun there. All right. So speaking of Spider-Man, staying on the Spider-Man trail or the Spider-Man web, if you will. I don't know if I like that one or not. Venom director shortlist includes Adi Shankar will have no connection to the MCU. I think this is the biggest, most important thing of this entire deal, is that this new Venom film, of which we've kind of talked a little bit about before, will not be connected to the Marvel Cinematic Universe and also will be its downfall. This is why this movie is going to be terrible. This is why it's not going to... It'll make some money. But, and again, I just don't think Venom is a strong enough character to really kind of get people up and get them interested in all that kind of stuff, man. So this is a quote from... He talked... the director John Watts... What was it? Yeah, director John Watts talked to Fandango about... he revealed that Venom has no connection for the Marvel Cinematic Universe. This is a... quote from John Watts. It's not connected to the Marvel world, so that's really intriguing. What it will be, I don't know. I don't know anything it's about. I know it's not connected, so there's no overlap. I'm only focused on my movie right now. So even he is just like, look, man, don't nobody want to do anything with this Venom stuff. You can do what you feel, I suppose, but at the same time, we gonna do us, you know? And frankly, I can't blame him. Stay where you're going to stay. Stay in your lane. Do what you do. And don't have to worry about those other guys. Because frankly, let's be honest, Sony's got a bit of a hit and miss sort of thing going on there. So, you know, it is what it is. So you like Venom? So Joe likes Venom as a horror idea. I think it is an interesting horror idea. I think it loses a lot of structure without Spider-Man. That being said, they are aiming to put Venom at an R rating because, hey, man, R ratings are all the rage right now. Everybody's doing an R rating. Why don't you do an R rating? Oh, maybe we will do an R rating. Can you imagine an Avi Arad R-rated Spider-Man movie? Who's got their happy pants on? Nobody? All right, great. We'll just move on then. More superhero stuff in the mix here. This is interesting. So the next two stories we're going to do have a little bit of a connection. You might not realize it at first, but we're going to talk about it. Justice League and Aquaman get a virtual reality deal with IMAX. So this is quite interesting. Now, this is coming to us from the folks over at Slash Film. Now, I kind of want to read this out here because it'll give you a better idea than me kind of summarizing it on the fly, as it were. IMAX and Warner Brothers announced Tuesday a new virtual reality production agreement to, quote, develop and release three premium interactive VR experiences based on Justice League, Aquaman, and a third unannounced experience. The first project, Justice League VR, is set to be launched in 2017, after which companies plan to release one, quote-unquote, experience per year. And that's so let's run down everything you know, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to read all that because it's crap writing. Now Warner Brothers has struck a deal with IMAX to bring Justice League, Aquaman, and potentially other DC superheroes into a whole new world of cinematic possibilities. While Warner Brothers has often released their movies in IMAX format, this would be the first time the studio would be bringing original VR content to the multiplex. We're excited to be partnering with IMAX to develop and deliver premier VR experiences and believe that capitalizing on Justice League and Aquaman characters from our well-known DC properties will broaden the appeal of this fast-growing technology, said Ron Sanders, president of Warner Brothers Worldwide Home Entertainment Distribution, in a release announcing that deal. The VR experiences would be available in IMAX VR centers, which I think there's actually only one out there right now that's in L.A., before being made to other VR platforms, including in-home and mobile devices. So it's interesting. It's interesting and of what they're going to be doing here. Here's one more quote. Here's how the official release describes IMAX VR and the experience brings to what that experience brings to movie going. IMAX VR is a mind-shattering VR. Good God. A little oversell there. IMAX VR is a mind-shattering VR experience in a location-based, state-of-the-art experience center. The IMAX VR experience features a unique combination of premium technology and world-class content that lets users see, feel, move, and play in new worlds in a powerfully immersive and realistic way. Much like IMAX's IMAX theaters offer moviegoers a differentiated and best-in-class film experience. With groundbreaking VR headset technology, 360-degree sound, and sophisticated room tracking, players will be able to be instantly transported into new virtual worlds that are more realistic than anything imaginable. So quick ask to the chat room here. What do you guys think as far as all this goes? Is it something that you're interested in? Because it feels like that we're going to be starting to get more and more of these types of things as time goes by. And the reason that I suggest that and I say that is because of our next story. So our next story is Player One VR content will bring players into the Oasis. Now, Player One is not a book that I have read, but I hear a lot of people love it. And I know some of you are thinking, oh, Adam has read a book, a big shocker. You know, you're not wrong. But in Ernest Cline's Ready Player One, much of the world, its population spends the time in a virtual reality thing, so it would make sense that this would all be in virtual reality as well. So they're doing more stuff, man. They're doing more things. They're essentially, I don't want to go through read all this crap again, but essentially it's the same kind of deal. They're doing another VR sort of experience kind of deal. Is that something that people want to do? Now, I myself... have done two different VR experiences outside of, three, I guess, technically, but one, I don't know that I would go so far as to call it a VR experience per se. But I've done the kind of Google Glass, if you will, which is, you know, your little cardboard box, slide your phone into it, play a 3D program. There's one from Time Magazine that actually puts in that does a couple different Star Wars things. One of them is just like a visit to the set where you have, they shot a 360 view. The entire set of Force Awakens, and you can kind of look and just peer all over the place there, which is pretty neat. It's kind of neat. Another one, which is even cooler, I think, in a way, is the there's like an X-Wing fighter run or some such nonsense. So you can kind of look all in your plane and stuff while it's going around and shooting and fighting and stuff. That's pretty cool. But it's interesting. Joe says it seems solitary for a movie going experience. That's the big thing to me is that what it's going to do to that. And I think really what it comes down to is going to be the premium quality of it, i.e. the majority of things out there right now that are for VR that it's cost. At the end of the day, it all comes down to cost because to do VR, you know, the minimum headset and everything that you're going to be required to play with, a headset and controllers and all that jazz, you're looking at about $700. You want to get, you know, a PC that's going to run that thing, you're looking at probably a minimum of about $2,000. So you're looking, if you want to get something pretty darn decent, you're looking for about $3,000 in there, right? Then you got to have the space with which to do it and all that kind of jazz. Then you got to buy this stuff to go with it and all that for a lot of things. So that gets rather expensive over time. And I think things like this IMAX and things like almost kind of this may be, in my opinion, the kind of new arcade, if you will, where people will go out, have a VR experience and stuff, you know, pay for like 15, 20 minutes, whatever it is, and, you know, do a virtual reality thing that way. Because most people don't have all of the equipment stuff. B, it's not as, you know, free and mobile as we might, you know, want and need it to be. And three, people just don't have the room in their homes. When you don't have the room, you don't have the money, you don't have the, you know, space and time constraints and everything. But we'll all go to a mall and, you know, if you get some sort of mind-blowing experience, you'll go and do that. Now, myself, I've done the cardboard thing. I've done the PlayStation VR. I've played a little bit of that. That was an interesting experience. I like that a good bit for what it is. And as far as your money platform goes to getting the quality for the money that you pay, and especially if you've already got a PlayStation 4, PlayStation VR is definitely a decent way to go there. So I've done that. I also did, I went to the mall and did an Oculus Rift demo that lasts about 15, 20 minutes. That was really impressive. I really, really liked that. That was a fantastic experience there. I forget the name of the game, but there's pretty much a game that is the Doctor Strange experience, if you will. You're playing, you have like magic that you can summon out of your hands and stuff, and you summon a shield and like you're throwing stuff and like spells and things like that. That was super, super fun. There's things like that, and you know, just seeing like a dinosaur walk over your heads, it's really cool. So I am a believer in VR. I've done it. I'd like to do more of it. I'm a Mac guy, so I don't really have a PC right now that would be able to run any of all this stuff. So again, I'd have to drop another $3,000 and dedicate a room to doing this stuff. So the idea of going to the cinema is an interesting one to me. This is actually, I'll just give you a little bit of an idea here on what kind of some of the stuff that they're doing over here with IMAX. This is an IMAX VR page. I'll have links to all this and stuff in the show notes if you're watching on YouTube or the podcast or anything. So this is IMAX thing, immerse yourself, prepare for mind-shattering VR experience. We already read all that kind of crap. So with this, it looks like the Vive there that they're doing, or a special other little device. So maybe they're doing some other proprietary stuff like that. This isn't your friend's living room with IMAX VR. You're getting the most advanced VR headset and motion tracking technology, powered by blazing fast computers and state-of-the-art facility, purposely designed to let you suspend reality. The results, a VR experience that's light years ahead of anything else available. Features the IMAX VR experience. God damn it, come on. Feature room tracking technology that allows players to explore virtual space more than has ever been possible. Single player and head-to-head multiplayer competition. A combination of the most advanced VR headset technology for unmatched immersion and image resolution, if I can speak today. Control devices that give lifelike feedback and adding a deeper level of realism. Drop in from Star Wars to John Wick. Our partnerships with world-class content and gaming producers mean that you'll get to explore the most epic stories in nearly in entirely new ways, only possible with IMAX VR. Blah 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 blah. So you know you can kind of see what they're doing here, and I think they have a little thing to show you what they've got there. Take down an invading. It scrolls funny, and I can't read the damn thing. And take down an invading force, slay zombies, fight off against a Sith Lord, get revenge on the criminals who killed your dog, all while your friends try to beat your high score. Really? High score? Is this how out of touch people are with this shit? You're not just playing the game with IMAX VR, you're inside of it. Get ready, yada, yada, yada. Here's all the stuff. But here's what I want you to take a look at. So this, I think, is what they're going for here, is these sort of pod-like experiences, if you will. So you got a virtual player standing there. My guess is there's probably like a tracker, you know, around, you know, these three corners right here. And this person can kind of go in and out and all that kind of jazz and go back and forth. My guess is maybe this has some tracking stuff in it, and or that's where the cable would come down. I don't know, but it's interesting. It's interesting, and like I said, I believe that this could be kind of like the new VR thing, if you will. I don't know that we're going to all sit inside of a theater with a VR helmet on. I don't think that's nearly the plan, but it seems interesting. Going through as far as IMAX VR and having that be the brand that you go with there. So there are some IMAX experiences stuff today. There's Star Wars Trials on Tatooine, John Wick Chronicles. And I know that some John Wick Chronicles people, they can... I saw an article on Polygon about that. That thing, they said they had a pretty decent, you know, computer and everything, and that son of a bitch did not run for nothing on it. They said it was a tough ride. Raw data, don't know what that is. Eagle Flight multiplayer, again, my guess is you're just an eagle that's flying. I'm sure that sounds like a blast. Jesus Christ, holy crap, are they doing some more Raven Rabbit stuff? So Rabbids versus VR ride. I guess if you're kind of riding down like on, it looks like a bobsled. Yeah, that might be, I don't know, that might be kind of fun. This though, the walk, if you can do the walk, you know, just back from the documentary and the movie of the same name, of the walk, walking across the Twin Towers on a tightrope in VR, That I would definitely do, because that would just freak you the hell out, dude. Because it's amazing how, you know, and everybody can tell you. Everybody can tell you that VR is super immersive, and everybody can tell you that, you know, one thing or the other. But until you've actually done it, and that's what made me a believer, that I went and I tried it, and I was like, this is it. This is the next, you know, jump in video game stuff like that. So they got some other things. So the only location right now is at South Fairfax in Los Angeles. I think they're the only ones out there. Let's see how much tickets are. It says get tickets. Can I get the tickets? Let's see how much this runs. I don't even know. I've never clicked this thing before. Select your experience. IMAX VR sampler. I like samples. Can I have some samples? They're already selling out shows, apparently. So the John Wick Chronicles, those are sold out here. Rabbids VR ride. Interesting. Now, I think the ones that you see with, obviously, the more stuff there, Star Wars stuff sold out on a big thing. Let's see if we... all right, so what's the walk? What's the walk? Let's see what that would run, because that, I know that'd be one I would do. Age of 13 plus. Yada, yada, yada. No tickets available for the show. Then why the fuck do you have it up there? Anyone want to explain that? All right, how about the Star Wars? I see. It's by a specific date. Well, fuck me in the face. All right. All right, so Tuesday, March 28th. Let's see what the John Wick thing would be at 8:45. I just want to know how much it fucking runs. Why does it say no tickets are available? Okay, so I guess you can do it, but you can't buy tickets. I don't know how the fuck that works. But I guess it's something. And it's a damn shame they don't sit there and actually tell you select tickets. There are no tickets available for the show. Then why the fuck do you have signs up there? Oh, it's so gay. Anyways, who cares? All right, whatever. But again, it's something. It's new. It's different. I don't know if it's something that necessarily I would. I would try it. I would absolutely try it. I would do it. Because I'm into that new stuff. Do I think it's going to be the new thing for the future? I don't know. I think it's an interesting plot point. I think it's an interesting plot point along the lines of, you know, arcades have gone the way of the dodo. I think maybe we need to bring that kind of stuff back. So as far as that goes, I'm interested. And if you'll give me an experience that I'll not be able to find anywhere else, yeah, I'll pay money for that. I'll pay money. Now, last part of the show. Decided we're going to do a little something different. Because I said my brain's fried today. I don't know what the hell's going on. So I decided, I saw this on the internet. Somebody posted this up, link to this article. And I thought, this is funny, and I have to talk about it. So hopefully you guys will get some enjoyment out of this as I did. Here's the story. Now, I don't know, are any music fans in the chat room? Anyone like going to music festivals, seeing bands and whatnot? I've gone to Warped Tour back in the day a couple times myself. One time that was really, really great was, it was great for everyone but me. we showed up to a parking lot early. I didn't eat anything all day, which was, got to keep that in mind. But so we're waiting out there. All of a sudden, my cousin finds a $100 bill sitting in the parking lot, and he's just like, sweet, I got $100. That pissed me off. That wasn't good. So he got $100 out of that. Made me angry. But we go, and like, I'm so excited because it was my first Warped Tour and everything. We're going. I get to see all these bands that I love. And I didn't eat anything all day. The only thing that I had to drink was water and like Powerade. And like during Pennywise's set, all of a sudden, and it was hot, you know, it's North Carolina in like July or whenever the hell it was. So I was just like, oh no, this isn't good. And I threw up just this blue monstrosity all over the place. I felt better. Felt a lot better after that. But if you do go to festivals, eat something beforehand. Don't get super excited and forget to eat and then only, you know, sweat out 1,000 pounds and only drink water and Powerade. That'll jack you up. So I bring that up because one of the biggest musical festivals out there, you got some big ones, right? You got your Burning Man's. You got your Warped Tour. So that's a traveling one right there. You got, what are some of the other ones? I don't remember. I don't go to these things. Merlefest. That's a smaller one, obviously. But Coachella, man, Coachella's the big one. That's where a lot of the people go. You'll see a lot of famous people down there at Coachella. But what happens? What happens if you can't get somebody to go with you? What if you're down and you're set for adventure, but nobody else wants to join? What do you do? Well, you put out a Craigslist ad is what you do, damn it. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Here's a gentleman who's posted up this Craigslist ad. Coachella, it's entitled Coachella VIP Weekend 1. One pass, free for the right person. $1, West LA. How could this possibly go wrong? Sounds like a hell of a deal. Let's read on, shall we? Bonnaroo, that's a good one. Thanks, Jamie. I couldn't think of that one, but that's a good one. So here's the vehicle that you'll be taking. We're going to talk about that vehicle in just a second. But it's a nice, it's one of the more trucky Winnebago sort of things here. It's not Winnebago. We'll get into the specific details of it. Hold your horses. Here's the headline. Coachella weekend pass, free for the right person. Okay, here's the deal. I have a VIP pass for weekend 2. I'm willing to give it away free to the right person. I'm looking for a travel, quote-unquote, companion that can enjoy the festival with me and have a good time. I left my job as a supervising manager at Snap Plantation, and I subsequently divorced my wife of 11 years. Off to a good start so far. I cashed out my 401k and decided that moving forward, my life is all about having fun. No more team meetings, no more employee evaluations, no more balance sheets, and no more darn conference calls at 7 a.m. Just fun. I have a room at the Tropics Motor Hotel in Indigo Thursday through Monday. If you believe that you can meet the below criteria, please shoot me an email and describe why you think you make the best fit. I appreciate your time and look forward to finding the right quote-unquote one. Sounds like a pretty decent deal, right? Seems like it should be pretty good. But as Edward in the chat room says, has anything good ever come from Craigslist? I think we're about to find out. Let's read on. Here's the criteria. I'm going to put it at the bottom of the screen, so it might be a little bit difficult to read, but I want them to all come off at the right time here. Number 1, must be female between the ages of 19 and 25. Well, that's okay. That's... You have a specific type that you like. That's perfectly fine, I guess. Number 2, must be comfortable traveling in a recreational vehicle. Vintage Shasta Chinook 3100, pick attached. That glorious RV we saw there at the top. That looks bitchin'. Number 3, must have fashionable sense of style in the vein of typical Coachella gear, i.e. cute Indian headband, small ripped jean shorts, lots of colorful bracelets, etc. Well, yeah, look, if you're going to go to Coachella, you might as well dress the part, damn it. I don't want you coming out here looking like some sort of a schlub, right? You know, this guy has some standards and they need to be met. Nothing wrong so far. Let's continue. Number 4. Yep, come on. Got to scroll here. Number 4, preferably have a playlist of various Coachella artists on phone we can listen to on the ride over. Why not? You know, you kind of get into the mood. Like I said, at the aforementioned Warp Tours that I went to, we'd put on some punk rock music, we'd enjoy ourselves. Why the hell would you not? Again, so far, I think we've got a pretty good list here. I think this guy's onto something, you know? Let's read on. Okay, now it gets a little bit creepier. So, number 5, must keep hands and feet moisturized at all times. Hey, look, man. you gotta keep moisturized. I want none of your ashy ass hands and feet all up on me, okay? So get your shit in order. Again, perfectly acceptable, perfectly normal. You can't judge. That's what you people need to realize in your lives. You can't judge. Move it on. Number six, must be open-minded and opportunistic. Huh? Hey, who's going to sit back and not take opportunities that are laid out in front of them? It makes a lot of sense. Justin is right. It puts lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again. It makes nothing but sense. you need to be open-minded and opportunistic. I don't want any closed-minded jerks over here. What if they said that, they don't like people of a certain ethnicity? You don't want that in your life. That's terrible. You want people that are open-minded. You want them to be opportunistic. You want them to see something that's in front of you and just grab a hold of it. Take life by the tail. Again, nothing wrong with this stuff so far. So far, I think we're on a good path here. Let's keep going. Number seven. Must be okay with periodic hand-holding, perhaps during a certain sensual songs and while walking into the festival initially. Here's the thing, man. You gotta let people know what's on the agenda. If they don't know, things are going to get surprising. You don't want anybody to be surprised right off the bat. You want to set the table ahead of time. Look, if you hear a fancy love song, why not hold the person the hand of the person next to you? And hell, going into that place, that makes a lot of sense to hold that hands, man. Coachella has a lot of people at it. Last thing you want to do is lose your companion along the way. Holding hands not only makes for sensual human contact, but also makes sure your ass doesn't get lost in the mire of crazy people that are there. Again, so far, I think we're doing okay. Number nine. I will provide snacks such as beef jerky, peanut butter sandwiches, and if you have additional snacks and or drinks, big bonus. Big bonus, of course. Look, I'm providing some snacks for you. We're having a good time. You want to eat. You want a little bit of nourishment all up in your face. Look, I'm providing peanut butter sandwiches. Jelly, why don't you go fuck yourself asking for jelly? I mean, what do you think this is? What am I, Rockefeller? I cashed out my 401k and bought a shitty Winnebago. How about you shut the fuck up? Now, but if you bring some stuff, if you bring other things, if you got like Funyuns or Bugles that we can put on our fingers while we're, having a blast, do it. Just do it. Did I skim number eight? Oh, shit. Thank you, Justin. That's actually more important. No, speaking of fingers, number eight, fingernails and toenails must be nicely painted and harmonious with the general color scheme of your outfit. Again, that only makes sense. You want to make sure that fingernails and toenails must be nicely painted and harmonious with the general scheme of the outfit. You got to have that. You got to have it. Because if you don't look fancy, that's no good. Fingernails are fine. Toenails are also good. If you can't have one without the other. Makes sense to me. Thanks for pointing that out, Justin. That's a good one. And that's important because it actually plays into one of the things later. Stay tuned. All right. So that's number eight. Number nine was all the snacks and stuff. Big bonus there. That's good. Now, number 10. This is important. This is very important. Being social is fine, but no excessive fraternizing with other male festival goers, and most definitely, all caps here, no public affection with other festival goers. Violation of this rule results in immediate removal of Tropical Motor motel room privileges and maybe even a return ride. Hey, man, look, here's the deal. You want to go on this trip, right? Of course you do. Do you want to pay for this trip? Of course you don't. This is an all-expenses-paid trip unless you got some snacks that you want to bring along the journey. That's cool. We'll take that. But other than that, man, everything is taken care of. So the least that you can do is keep your hands to yourself. You know, being social is fine. You can say, hey, what's up? You know, are you going to see Flibbity Gibbet over there at the Dial Soap tent at 4 p.m., that's fine. But don't go shoving your tongue down somebody's throat. That's no good. Come on. Be an adult. Number 11. Here's a little bit of Andrew Kendrick looking like, what the hell's going on here? Number 11. Periodic moments of extended eye contact. Listen, what I want you to do is I want you to look me in the eye. Look me in the eye, damn it. Now, I'm not saying that we got to do this all day, but I'm saying that if we're going to do it, we're going to do it for at least an extended period of time. Is that 30 seconds? Is that 5 minutes? I don't know, but I can tell you this. It's going to be intense. It's going to be you. It's going to be me. It's going to be back and forth. This is important. I think my eyes just dried out. All right. So intense eye contact, prolonged, periodically. We can't do it all the time. That'd be insane. So periodic states of prolonged eye contact. Being periodic and prolonged is weird, but hey, whatever. You know, it is what it is. All right. Number 12. Okay, it gets a little creepy here. Number 12, allow me to brush your hair once per day. Not mandatory, but encouraged. Edward's right. If it were Andrew Kendrick demanding all this stuff. Look, all of this stuff, if you put it into the filter of some chick said it, somehow it would all be fine. It really would. Especially if she's super attractive, then it's like, then it's all okay. We live in a very odd society where it's just like, that's normal. Sign me up. I'll do it. Allow me to brush your hair once per day. Not mandatory, but encouraged. It's interesting how it's part of the list that needs to be adhered to. It's not mandatory, but it kind of feels like it's mandatory, doesn't it? Feels like that's what he needs. That's what he needs in his day. Right? Very important that we do that. Number 13. Now, this one is interesting to me. I don't get this. This, especially, you're going to Coachella. This doesn't fly with me here. Number 13. Must not be into drugs. Pot, okay. Look, I get it. Pot's fine. You're at Coachella, for fuck's sake. But you're also at Coachella, for fuck's sake. I mean, if you're not rolling on DMT or something at Coachella, I'm not sure why you're there. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me. If you're going to get Steve Aoki on the stage, you're going to need to be on some sort of drugs. It's just how things work. So that's bizarre. But, you know, he's got standards. He's not a total tight ass. He'll let you smoke a little bit of pot. You want to have a little bit of fun? That's cool in the gang, man. No worries. I just don't want you smoking up or, you know, I just don't want you smoking some crack or, you know, shooting some horse or something like that. Keep it in your pants, man, for crying out loud. Now, number 14 takes a different direction. Let's go with number 14. Must take a minimum of 4 photographs of us together and post them on your Instagram account. Not one, not two, not three, but at least a bare minimum of 4 and post them on your Instagram. Not that I want to take pictures that, you know, I'm going to take a lot of pictures. Don't you worry about that. Pictures that I'll be taking plenty of those. Most of them surreptitiously. You won't know that they're happening, but those pictures will be taken nevertheless. But here's the deal, man. I can shout out to people all I want about this, but most of those people are going to be going, yeah, well, that's the girl that you got on Craigslist. That's no damn good. Why would we want to do that? It doesn't, you know, and you make a salient point there. Very salient point. But what about the people that don't know me? I want those people to think, the people that will never come in contact with me, I want those people to think I'm cool too. Even if I will never meet them or never know them in any shape or form. And frankly, you could use an upgrade in your life. So what I want you to do is take a bare minimum of 4 pictures of us together, and post them up on your Instagram account. Again, what do you have to lose out of this? Dignity and respect for yourself. Number 15. Any personal... Okay, all right, listen. I'm not going to lie to you. This is where it gets... Granted... We've gone through so many so far. They've been pretty bad. This one I think is where it starts to take a slight turn. Any personal grooming, such as toenail clipping, eyebrow plucking, or lipstick application, must be done in my presence. I tell you, every girlfriend I've ever had, I've just been like, you putting on that lipstick? Let me watch. Whoa, 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 whoa. You weren't about to cut your toenails, were you? Let me peep that. Let me peep them toenail clippings, girl. Eyebrow plucking? Sign me up. Must be done in my presence. It puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again. I think we come full circle again. Holy snot. Number 16. At least... This one's really bad. Like, personal grooming in front of you, I mean, it's a weird kick. It really is. And God bless. You know, some people are into what they're into. But this next one takes the cake. This next one takes the cake, man. It is because you are creating an alternate reality here. Number 16. At least once during the festival, you must allow me to carry you on my shoulders so you can see the stage better. Perfect time for an Instagram photo. I would like you to be part of this reality that I've crafted for myself, and I want you to be a part of it. So while you're on my shoulders, please take that Instagram photo, share it to your friends. There's three more after that one that you'll be responsible for, so keep on your shit. But at the same time, she probably wants to see the stage better. So what better place to see the stage than atop a gentleman's shoulders? She pops a titty out. Hey, that's even better, right? 17. Oh, boy. At least twice during the festival, you must tell me in a playful manner that I am naughty. Jamie says, most guys buy a convertible when they have their midlife crisis. This guy posts on Craigslist. You're right. look, at least twice, not once, but twice during this festival, in a playful manner, don't be an asshole about it. But I'd like you to say, I am naughty. I don't know. Now, is he asking... Here's something I didn't think about. Is he asking her to say, I'm naughty, i.e. she's the naughty one? Or is he asking her to say that he's naughty? Like, you know, you know, the look up and like, you're naughty. or is it more of a, I'm naughty. It's one of those. Which one is it? He doesn't really specify. I think that's also why he probably hasn't gotten a response from this thing yet. You got to be more thorough, bro. Number 18. Yeah, we're still going. Number 18. At some point during the festival, you must tell me that you, quote, didn't know that how this would go, but you're actually having a really good time. Oh, I just got lightheaded. I may have had a small aneurysm. Holy shit. At some point during the festival, you say, you didn't know how this would go, but you're actually having a really good time. Say that to your kidnappers, everybody. Just say, look, this kidnapping started out really good. Or actually, I didn't know what to expect. I thought this kidnapping would probably lead to... some form of assault, possibly murder. But I'll be honest, it's going a lot better than I thought it would. You know, even if it's not, even if everything's on fire and it turns to the last, you know, 15 minutes of Mano's Hands of Fate, it's still a good time. It's not as bad as I thought it would be. It's good. It's good. It's important. Number 19, we're rounding it down, everybody. No worries. Number 19. At least once during our stay after... Here we go. At least once during a stay after your shower, you must use the steam to write a cute message on the bathroom mirror for me to find when I shower later. You know, as you do. what kind of cute messages, chat room, what kind of cute messages would you like to see? Let's say you go and you've had a fun time at Coachella. You've been stinking up something fierce because fuck, Gary, Coachella is going to happen, right? What would, so your lady takes a shower. The lady that you've gotten on Craigslist takes a shower, steams up something fierce because you're gonna, you know, you got, who don't like a nice hot shower, right? So you do that. And Justin says red rum. That's a good one. Red rum is up there. That's a nice one. I'd like to walk out and just be like, hey, what's up? Red rum. I'd like to say so. I'd like it to be something more, like even more specific. Just be like, I'm going to kill you, Mrs. Torrance. And you're like, what the fuck is going on here? I'll take that. But that is, that's a requirement. That's a requirement of this gig, is to write something on the mirror for them to see later. And of course, the last one here, I think it's the most important. It's the most important out of all of them. Number 20, must be ready to party and have fun. I mean, it's a requirement, people. I want you to have fun. I want you to just, you know, yeah, sure, you had to follow all these crazy 19 rules here and everything. But at the end of the day, what do I want? I want you to have fun. I want you to have fun and barely any memories. What's it called? Rehypnol? No, I've never heard of that. Is that a thing that happens? I don't know. So he ends it out here. This is a once in a lifetime opportunity, and as mentioned, an all expenses paid trip. You know, unless you got Tostitos or something else that you want to bring, then by all means, most of the expenses are paid. But if you got some sort of Frito-Lay product, we will take that in its stead. So why not? I only have peanut butter sandwiches. Fuck you, get your own jelly. If you think you're the one, let me know and we can have a great time together. My name is Gordy and I'm 56 years old from West Covina. Best Gordy. I can't believe it, everybody. Hockey legend Gordy Howe has actually lowered himself to a level with which I was not aware was even possible. So that's it, man. So if you or someone you know will be, right around the area there of Coachella and are looking for a free ticket, you must be between the ages of 19 and 26, willing to be with a 56-year-old man in a beat-ass RV in the middle of, who lives in West Covina. Why don't you hit up his Craigslist, man? Give him a shot. He's only got a few things, and as we've covered, they're pretty light. I don't know that anybody could really complain too awful much about that sort of stuff. I mean, I think it's a regular, normal thing that regular, normal people do. So that's that. All right. Well, like I said, this is a little weirder, a little stranger, but that's kind of what I wanted to do on today's show. I wanted to be a little bit different and weird. Some of the new stuff has not really been kind of kicking my gearbox a little bit lately. So I was just like, let's do something a little bit funky, a little bit different. So again, thank you guys so much for watching. If you have any questions or anything, email me at nerdtalknow. I forget what show I'm on sometimes. nerdtalknow@gmail.com. Review us on iTunes. Follow us on iTunes, Stitcher, and all that kind of good jazz on Facebook and, of course, on YouTube as well. So thank you guys so much. Tomorrow, I don't know what the hell we're going to be talking about. I don't know what we're going to be doing. But if it's something like this, if it's something fun, if it's something happy, I don't care. We're going to do it. And the show lasts a lot longer than I thought it would. I thought I was going to be here for like 30 minutes. But again, this technique that I think, oh, I'm going to only do a quick show, it goes longer than expected, of course. But thank you guys so much, and I will talk to you all tomorrow.